Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. There was a global stock sell-off on Tuesday as the trade fight between China and the United States worried investors. Reuters' Ed Giles reports.
Tech stocks stumbled in Asia on Tuesday after mixed messages from Washington on trade had sparked a sell-off in the U.S. Wall Street was shaken on reports the Trump White House was planning to limit Chinese investment in American tech. But market jitters were made worse when Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said that restrictions would not be limited to China. On Twitter, he said they'd include all countries, quote, trying to steal our technology. Attempting to ease concerns, White House trade advisor Peter Navarro tried to walk the claim back, saying that the idea of global investment restrictions wasn't in play. After that confusion, Asian markets kept up the Wall Street sell-off into Tuesday.
That was Reuters' Ed Giles. Two Israeli missiles struck an area near the Damascus International Airport early Tuesday. VOA's Pernell Murdoch has more.
State news agency Sana said the strike came shortly after midnight, a week into a Syrian government offensive against rebel-held territories in the southwestern region, which borders Israeli-occupied Golan Heights and Jordan. The offensive shattered a truce negotiated in the area by the United States, Russia, and Jordan last July. There were no reports of casualties and no immediate comment from Israel. Pernell Murdoch, VOA News.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said Tuesday his country is in a fight with the United States a day after protesters, angered by Iran's tanking economy, confronted police in front of parliament. The demonstrations signaled widespread unease in the wake of the United States' decision to withdraw from Tehran's nuclear deal with world powers and restore sanctions on the country. This is VOA News. United Nations human rights investigators say Congolese security forces and militia have committed atrocities amounting to war crimes and crimes against humanity, including killing and raping women and children. The independent experts called on authorities to prosecute perpetrators and provide justice to victims. U.S. President Donald Trump says all illegal migrants should be deported immediately without a trial, as the border gets clogged with thousands of new arrivals while the previous ones are still awaiting due process. Attorney General Jeff Sessions said illegal immigrants must be prosecuted to ensure the safety of U.S. citizens.
It would be an insult to those who come here legally, waiting their turn, making their application. And most importantly, it would encourage and has already encouraged more adults to bring more children illegally on a dangerous journey that puts these children at great risk.
The White House on Monday said it is running out of resources to keep migrant families together until their cases are heard. Intensive efforts to rescue 12 boys and their soccer coach have been trapped in a flooded cave in northern Thailand continues for day three. VOA's Jeff Custer has that story.
Interior Minister Anupang Pojinda told reporters that Navy SEAL divers leading the search for the missing were seriously handicapped by muddy waters that filled some chambers of the cave to their ceilings. Anupang said Tuesday's goal was to reach the kids and that rescuers would be working night and day. About a dozen Navy divers and other rescuers re-entered the partly flooded cave Tuesday morning to search for the boys, aged 11 to 16, who'd been missing since their coach took them to the Tam Luang Nan Nang Cave Complex Saturday after a practice match. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Britain's auto industry investment is way down due to Brexit fears. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A leading car manufacturing trade association says investment in auto production has fallen by half in the last year due to worries over the country's upcoming exit from the European Union. The Society of Motor Manufacturers says only $460 million was invested in new models and facilities during the first half of 2018, compared to over $850 million during the same period the year before. The society says the current government position on Brexit goes directly against the interests of the sector, which has thrived on single market and customs union membership. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The leader of Malta says his island nation is working to solve the case of a German-run rescue ship stuck in international waters with 234 migrants on board. The ship has been stranded for days since Italy's populist interior minister refused to allow it access to ports, echoing the case of the Aquarius that was refused entry into Malta and Italy, only to be taken in by Spain.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Voice of America.